At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today I'm honored to be joined by the president of the Cranberry Township Police Association, Rob Capizio. Rob, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Rob, can you tell us what a police association is and the role it plays for the community?
Sure. So members of the Cranberry Police Department were always members of the Fraternal Order of Police, which is our main union that we use for whatever we need, you know, legal counsel, community product projects, things like that. So it's basically the police union. But we always wanted to have an association of just our officers that would take care of our families. I have been with Cranberry since June of 2006. So I got hired there, just completed 14 years there. So we had been talking about it since then. And usually, I'm going to say about 2008, towards the end, is when we finally got everything finalized. We got our tax ID, 501c3 organization. We opened our own bank account down at the Police Credit Union in Pittsburgh. And that's when we started basically not really sure. We had a good idea of what we wanted to do. But since it was brand new to us, we were kind of learning as we went. I started, once I got involved with being on the board of the Cranberry Police Association, I want to say 2012, 2013, I got elected to vice president. And then in 2016, I believe is when I got elected to president. I've been president ever since. So once I got involved and we started growing our department, adding more officers, we started having a bigger vision for the association. So one of the first things we did was we decided we wanted to be more involved with the Cranberry community, the community where we serve and where a lot of our officers live. We got involved. We have two elementary schools that are Seneca Valley schools in our township, Rowan Elementary and Hain Elementary. So, we have great relationships with those administrations, the teachers, the principals, everybody. So about 4 years ago, the teachers kind of were talking to some of our officers and they were like, a lot of people, this is Cranberry and there's kind of a stereotype just because it's Cranberry that, everybody's just fine. You know what I mean? So teachers were like, we have a lot of little kids and, they don't have winter coats, they don't have boots and all this stuff. And so the guys reached out to me and they were like, what do you think? So I was like, yeah, let's help them out. Let's find out what sizes they need, stuff like that. But I saw a bigger picture in my head where I'm like, I think there's a need for something like this. So I kind of coined it the Coats for Kids program. And this is something, we've been doing it for years now. We don't advertise it. We don't put it on the Cranberry Police Facebook page. We work behind the scenes with the schools. We the families know we're there. You know what I mean? And we just do it. We don't want any recognition, but it's something that the association allowed us to do. Because with our dues that we come out of our paychecks, the township, they work with us. They take them out of our paychecks and they go right into our accounts. So we fully fund that entire program. Not a dollar comes out of anybody else's pocket. We fund that whole thing. And last year, I want to say 50 to 60 kids, we were able to help with coats and boots right around Christmas time. And, it's really nice to be able to do that kind of stuff. Whereas if we didn't have an association and have guys contributing dues above and beyond what we pay the local FOP, we wouldn't have that money available to us. So that's one community thing. And then we also wanted to do it for our members, where we could have our own Christmas party. Last year was the first time, I believe, we were able to do that with not a dime being spent out of any of the members or the retired members' pockets. We were able to fully fund it with the association money. And that's what I wanted to do, was something where you could just show up. You don't got to buy a $20 ticket. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And you could bring your family, you know, and it's good. So working on a lot of stuff. And also this past last year, beginning of last year, I rewrote some of the bylaws. And because we are doing so well now with our membership and our dues and financially, we're in pretty good shape for an association. So I wanted to implement a college scholarship program for our members' kids. So, you know, I was seeing everywhere, you know, like banks and businesses and all these things, like they have, you know, even our credit union that we use, you know, they have like for members' families, like, you know, $1,000 college scholarship, but, you know, hundreds of kids will apply and they might get five out. So I was like, well, I think right now with all of our members, we may have somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 kids,
Know?
Yeah. I'm just guessing, but that's from like college age down. So I was like, you know, we could really help these kids out, because when my first son went to college, I was kind of an eye opener for me. And I was like, wow, I can't believe, you know, he needs a new computer, spending money. So every dollar helps. So what I did was I thought about this and I'm like, we can help our own kids out, and we don't, you know, it's a sure thing. They, you know, as long as they graduate high school, so we just made it like, I call it a scholarship / graduation gift. And, upon those kids graduating high school, you know, we write them a nice check, and, they can go buy their laptop. One girl that took advantage of it this year, you know, it paid for her new laptop and a couple other things. And that's money that, you know, the parents don't have to be spending, and the kid doesn't have to worry about getting a part-time job just to buy their new computer or some equipment. And, you know, and it's really nice that we can do that. I understand a lot of departments, a lot of places don't have that luxury to have, you know, financial funds like that available to at their disposal. But we've built it pretty good, and I've had good people around me that's helped me manage the association financially, and it's really worked out. I'd also like to extend that to kids in the Cranberry community. You know, if they show an interest in police work, you know, and they're good within the community and they've done some outreach volunteer work on their own, you know, I'm looking at expanding where they, you know, they can kind of have an application where they could, you know, apply to the association for a college scholarship, and, you know, we'd be able to help them out a little bit.
That's fantastic.
And that's a lot. I feel like I've been talking a long time. I know that was a lot of information, but
no, it's great. And especially because I don't think many people are aware of, you know, some of these programs, especially your coat drive. I mean, that's fantastic. And I agree with a lot of people who think, oh, it's just Cranberry, but, you know, that exists everywhere. It's not just, you know, people are prideful about not, you know, asking for handouts. And here you are just helping those in need without, like, you know, here's a written note. Hey, we need 50 coats. You guys are doing this on your own and, you know, not trying to get anything out of it other than trying to help those in need.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, that's all, man. That's at the end of the day. That's the only thing that's important, is knowing that there's some kids and some families out there that need a little bit extra help. And especially at Christmas time, it makes it harder, but it also makes it feel better when we're able to help, and, you know, they get that nice package with a gift bag, so with a Christmas card from the police association in it, and, you know, the essential stuff plus a few non-essential items in there for them. And it is nice, man. It feels good.
And I love the fact that, you know, your family and the fact that you're also trying to help take care of your own as well, you know, with your scholarship program. And to help fund those types of things, you know, I understand that you're getting ready to help host a fundraising event coming up here later this week.
That's correct. We're going to do our first, it's really our first ever fundraiser. Like I said, the association's been in existence now since right around the end of 2008. And we've always been self-sufficient, you know, maintained just through members' dues. And, you know, we do get people come to the police station and they'll be like, hey, I'd like to make a donation to the police department. But, you know, being a government entity, they can't really make a donation to the government entity being the department. So the association gets those donations by default. So we do get that, but we don't ask for it. We don't solicit it or anything like that. So what we wanted to do was try something, you know, like a public thing, where a fundraiser, because, you know, ultimately my goal is to keep expanding this community programs. I have a lot of ideas. I really do. But anybody that knows anything about, you know, running an organization like this, the ideas are great, but you have to fund them. You have to have people willing to help you fund them. And if you don't have that, at the end of the day, it's just an idea. So it's nice that we were able to plan this on really short notice, you know, with the help we received from, you know, some of our officers' wives, and really did some hard work putting this together. So I really want to do this to help grow the programs and the community things with the association. I don't want people to feel like, you know, the police association is holding this just to raise money for the organization themselves, for things we just want to do just for us.
Right.
That's part of it. You know, obviously, like I said, you know, the scholarships and the Christmas parties, but I also want people to know that when they register and when they make those donations online, that they are helping fund these programs that we work with the schools, programs that I'd like to expand, and, you know, hopefully investing some of that money back out in the community that we work and serve in.
And the event that we're talking about, Rob, just to let those know at home, what is this upcoming event?
So it's a virtual event. A lot of people are concerned still with, you know, social distancing. So our race company decided to do a virtual 5K event. And what it is, it's from July 3rd through July 11th. And you can register up until the last day, July 11th. And basically, you know, it's the honor system. You know, if you wanted to sign up and not run, I suppose you could. But, you know, you'd still get we had some really nice shirts made, some really nice finisher medals. You know, they call it race swag. So a lot of people collect that stuff, actually. So we wanted to let people know, you know, they can sign up and then anytime between July 3rd and July 11th at their own pace, you know, they could walk or run a 5K. If you feel like it, you can log back into the run sign up account and, you know, log your times, or you can just keep it to yourself. You know, it's not a competition. But it's just a way to get people to be a part of something. And at the end of the day, you know, I hope they feel good about making, you know, helping us out a little bit so we can further our programs.
And it's fantastic. And you mentioned we'll have the link up for your run sign up website for the individual page for those looking. If you search on run sign up, just search for Cranberry Township Police Association and the virtual 5K will pop up. And I believe you have two different categories. You have an adult runner and you have runners 18 and under?
That's correct. Yep. Yep. 18 and under, the registration's $20, and 19 and older, $29.
Awesome. So, and it's great. You guys are giving out shirts and medals. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Yeah. Yeah. We're very fortunate. We've got good relationships with our community, a lot of businesses in our community we have great relationships with. And a lot of times when as soon as we started explaining we were holding an event, before you could even really finish the thought, they were like, we'll help out, you know, and they're willing to help us out, make a little donation. And, you know, we put their names on the backs of the shirts and put them on the website. So we're trying, you know, we try to give them some exposure too, for them being, them being good to us. So.
Do you have a goal that you would all like to hit for this virtual 5K?
Yeah, I mean, we were thinking about that, and I don't know, I don't even know like how we gauge it, you know. So we were just talking, and we were like, you know, for a first time, it'd be great to, you know, most of these 5K events virtually, we hear they get about 200, mm-hmm. 225. We're halfway there, and we still have till July 11th. So hopefully we get there, you know. But it's not like we have a number that we have to hit to break even or to, you know what I mean? Like financially, we didn't really set a goal. It's just a number to give us sort of something to work towards.
Do you have a goal in mind to make this a yearly event? Maybe it wouldn't be a virtual 5K, but it would be an in-person 5K.
Yeah, we do. Actually, the 2020 event was going to be an on-site actual 5K event. And I kind of scrapped the idea early in the spring when coronavirus came around and, you know, took care of everything that was normal. So what I did was I just kind of forgot about it. And then one of the members' wives had called me and asked me about doing a virtual thing. And I had honestly never even thought about it. So this is how we did it this year. But the vision I have in my head is to have somewhat of our own community / police community day at one of the parks in Cranberry. We have some great parks, big parks. So what I'd like to do is do an on-site 5K, have a DJ, have the local food trucks, you know, coordinate with them so people could, you know, decide what they'd like to eat, everything like that throughout the day. Little kids can, you know, bounce houses for little kids because families are going to want to run. You know what I mean? Little kids aren't going to want to run or walk. You know, they want to bounce up and down and have fun. So have things for kids to do, you know, cornhole boards set up, and just kind of make it like a community day where people, not, you know, that's not just for the police. We're just sponsoring it. So people in the community could come out, run the 5K, and then, you know, spend some time just, you know, talking to the officers that work and serve in their community, getting to know people, their kids are playing together. You know, it's just, it's good for everybody all around. And all it does is it builds that relationship even stronger. So we're, that's something I always have in the back of my mind to work towards. I know the department and the township, they have that. That's one of their goals is, and they know, you know, we have a very professional police department. They have very professional police officers. I'm very proud of all the guys and girls in our department. We, you know, a lot of the things people are seeing on the news and reading about in newspapers today, a lot of problems with police. You don't see it where we're at. You know, we take it pretty seriously that we work in a community and we have, there's a mutual respect with the citizens and the officers, and everybody's treated fairly. And it's, we just don't have issues like that. And it's a big attribute to the officers we have in our department.
And we can't thank you enough and all of your officers for everything that you do for this community. As you know, without your protection and what you do on a daily basis, we can't ever thank you enough. So I hope that I can be that voice for the community on this one and say thank you. And we just hope to support you any way that we can.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. Thank you.
Anything else you would like to share before we end today?
I think we covered it all. I really just, I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to come on and talk to you and kind of spread the word a little bit. I hope people take part and, you know, wear those nice shirts we had made proudly at the, once we get them all delivered. And, you know, hopefully in the future, you know, we can actually get to see everybody and socialize a little bit at a at an on-site event. And, you know, lastly, I just want people to know that, you know, the money, the registrations, the donations they make online, it will go to good use. I'm very particular about the financials of the association. I run a tight ship with the financial books and everything like that. And, you know, we put that money to good use. And when we hear about a need, whether it's with one of our own or somebody in the community, we take care of it. And no questions asked. The funds get put to good use.
Well, that's amazing. And just to remind everyone, the Cranberry Township Police Association 5K is going from July 3rd through July 11th. And you can sign up on runsignup.com. Rob, thank you so much for being here with us today, and we hope you raise a ton of money and look forward to having an in-person 5K.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members, all working hard to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.